The current whooping cough epidemic's a good reminder of how an age-old infectious disease can still flare up. That's why public health officials have been worried about Washington being one of the worst states in terms of getting its kids vaccinated. A change in state law took effect last July, requiring parents who want to exempt their kids from one or more vaccines to first hear from a doctor or nurse about the risks and benefits. Michelle Roberts of the State Department of Health says some people doubted that was strict enough to make a difference.
We didn't take away an exemption. Parents can still get a philosophical exemption if they want to. And a provider is just making sure they've given that family information before they sign off on it. It's still a parent choice.
The first numbers are in from school districts, and the percentage of kindergartners with exemptions has dropped all across Washington. It's not yet dramatic, going from 6% to 4.5%, but it's likely to drop further next year because the law came in after many kids already registered for kindergarten. Overall, the anti-vaccine movement may have peaked back in 2008. Since then, vaccine rates have been climbing, slowly but steadily. That may be because concerns about a link to autism were debunked or because of publicity campaigns about the benefits of vaccines. You can still find small communities across the state where vaccine exemptions are common. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.